I mean, I'll say yeah, but it depends on, like, pricing. The whole reason of me starting this is to eventually be my own boss and not have to work for somebody else. Because I do have a full-time job as well, other than this.
Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Josh. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. It's been busy already, but it's a good problem to have, so can't complain.
Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
I asked her a few, I guess. I don't really have any other right now.
Yeah, she put a lot of notes in here and gave me a lot of feedback as she was trying to get me to come over here. So, you know, the main thing she said is you're going through a name change.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's going to require, I mean, you would need a professional on it to do the name, address, phone number, cleanup and audit, and then get this new business name verified. It'd be almost impossible unless you plan on basically shutting everything down and starting completely over from scratch, like new phone number, new everything, new address. But if you're not going to change your address, change your phone number and everything that it takes to get verified or that Google already has pre-existing on the business, then you're going to need a Google partner to actually verify that listing and do that name change for you.
even with me only being in business for a week and a half.
Yeah, you've already submitted things under You Call We Haul, like that 1608 Oakwood Drive in Cedar Falls. That's under You Call We Haul.
Well, you see, that's another thing is I did that through Angie's List, correct?
Right. Yeah. So Angie's List is a directory that uses Google. So you're on Google via their directory.
Well, 1608 Oakwood isn't in Cedar Falls, so.
Wow. So they got long
ago. I noticed that.
You didn't even get verified with the current address then. With the current business.
What do you mean?
Well, you have to do your like Google verification just to be able to show up, right? So they could write reviews on Google and look your business up on Google.
I didn't put anything on Google.
Right. Google can naturally pick things up, but you're saying you didn't do anything, like, you didn't submit anything directly to Google. Everything that Google has on you is an indirect submission. So it must have been through, like, Yelp, HomeAdvisor, Facebook, one of those kind of directory submissions that you've done.
Yeah, it's through Angie's List.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, there is a few You Call We Hauls out there, but I don't think any of them are you.
No, that's another reason why I'm changing the name, because I've seen that there's one in Waterloo.
Yeah.
And it's You Call Wheel Haul.
Wheel Haul, yeah. I see it here. And 13 reviews.
Mine's W.
I thought that was you for a second.
No, sure it's not.
Okay, so then that's why you need the name change. I mean, they never would have verified that, especially within the same area. Dang, okay.
Right. Well, yeah, this is all new to me, man.
I understand, yeah. The major benefit to you is really that there's even a placement available on the first page in that category. You know, that's the benefit. You can have the fanciest website in the world, and you can have yourself Google verified, but if you don't show up when people are actually looking for what you do, it doesn't help. And then obviously the name as it sits right now is not going to help when you have another guy in the area. I mean, if you were published, they'd probably come after you if they haven't already.
No, that's why, that's what I was thinking too after seeing that.
Okay.
And I called my advisor on Angie's List and told him that I wanted to change it to the Edgar Effect. Mm-hmm. And I called him on Saturday, Mm-hmm. And he said that he's got someone through the Angie's customer service that's supposed to be calling me today. He told me Monday they'd call me.
Well, if you could do anything, you'll love Google. I mean, they basically rely on Google to get the leads that they resell.
Right.
So this would list you independently where people can call you directly without the lead fees or the leads going to three or four other guys. I'm sure you can see a value in that.
Yeah, and I was telling the other lady that I was just on the phone with that, you know, you pay a certain amount of money for 20 to 25 leads a month.
Mm.
And obviously they spread them out where, you know, you're not going to get 20 a day.
Right.
But when it snows,
you should get,
you know,
if it's snowing,
that's, I mean, when it snows, 20 people are going to be calling people.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 days later, the snow's going to be gone, or they called somebody else, and
that's where I really need them. Valuable is because how are those people going to find you? They just pull out their phone, they do the search.
Yeah,
it's no different than you. If you pull out your phone, you do the search right now, you're going to get three other guys just because you don't have service. You know what I mean? And it's as simple as that. If you show up in that 10-30 second window, before they actually start calling people, then you have an opportunity at it. If you don't show up, then you don't even have a shot at it.
I totally get that. Because Angie's List comes from Google. People type it in, snow removal near me, and they click on Angie's List, and then it goes to whatever.
Right. Usually the people that click on that one, though, they're like price shopping, because Angie tells them, hey, we'll connect you with multiple trusted professionals in the area. And they're like, ooh, that sounds good. Let me, you know, fill out this form, and then they call me instead of me having to call them, you know. And obviously, in their mind, you're all the same. So they just kind of, okay, whoever's cheaper, not knowing that you're all paying a lead fee for it, even if you don't get it, or they're deducting that from your monthly balance. So,
correct.
Yeah. It's a lot better just to have them contact you directly. I sent you a link to the pricing page. I would actually be willing to upgrade you to a platinum package service for the essential pricing structure to basically try to keep the rate as low as possible and then get you all the upgrades. The platinum package includes its own custom website design for the Edgar Effect. We'll obviously get you through your Google verification, do all your name, address, phone number cleanup. That's usually a part of the setup fee at the fine print there at $299, but I'd waive that setup fee for you too. And then we'd also run some ads on other platforms as well, just to kind of complete your online profile. We don't want you having like 100 Angie's lists floating around. We'll be like a one-stop shop for you. The platinum package comes with like Facebook ads. So you have a business Facebook page with Facebook ads. You have Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, you'll be on Amazon Alexa devices, the Apple Safari search engine, fully mobile optimized for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets, and no lead fees, right? So,
okay.
Looking at that package, I mean, it's normally $599. I would knock it down to $299, which is the essential package pricing structure, and then I'll waive that $299 setup fee for you.
Is that is it $299 a month or is it?
Yeah, it's month to month, so it's $299 per month.
Okay. Would you be willing to let me think about this for a couple hours and give me a call back? Would that be all right?
Well, yeah, but the way it works is that there's only one position available in this category right now. Google typically will create a list of companies that they can pull their data from different platforms that provide this service in the area. And then they have my reps, kind of like Tara. They're just calling out on a first-come, first-served basis. Can I ask you, like, what's your concern with doing something like this?
I don't know. This is just kind of a random phone call for me. I'm looking at your guys' the link you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just when my people type, or so like, people, I'll go to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Snow removal.
Exactly. I'm sending you a text too. That's just basically asking Google, like, is Local/a Google partner? That way you know we're not like some random company. Like, we're actually a partner of Google. But what you're saying, though, is accurate. So we give you 15 different keywords. Snow removal would just be one of them. And then if they're within 40 miles of the street address that Google verifies, they'll be able to see you as a top option right there next to the map.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she put in the notes for that stuff too, but like jump removal too, and then the lawn care for grass and leaves, yep, pickup, all that, will that be other two?
Correct. Yeah, we'll be able to adjust throughout the year too. So if you're like, hey, I'm not doing snow removal right now, it's summertime, I want to switch over and just focus all my keywords on lawn care and landscaping, we'll be able to do that. Or all on junk removal, we'll be able to do that as well. Or both.
Okay.
Yeah, they're interchangeable. And we have an app and a tracking system you could download. You'll be able to keep track of all your leads, clicks, calls, where they came from. You'll know what keywords are working best to generate leads for you. You know what platforms the leads are coming from. So you'll have full transparency on, hey, this is what I'm spending, but this is the leads that I got in return from being on Google and the other platforms that we're listing you on.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to create the Google business profile. We got to get this verified, and this is the information we're going to use for the name, address, and phone number cleanup for the Edgar Effect. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so 319-939-6822.
Correct.
Okay, we'll provide you with a Google Voice tracking number. That way you don't have to get like a separate business line. They'll give this to you during your client interview. And then basically what it is it'll show a different number, but it'll dial to your phone in real time. And we have you save that number to your phone as like potential lead. Or you could put it under the business name. And then that way when the call comes in, you know it's a business call, not like a personal or a spam call on your mobile device here.
All right, perfect. I like that.
Yeah, they'll provide that to you during the client interview. By the way, so just to give you feedback on this process, so I'm going to create the account and secure the position for you, take it off the board, that way you have that spot, and then I'll set an interview where you'll sit down with one of our representatives, and they'll go over, like, how you want the website to look, your keywords, the areas that you're targeting, the actual, like, customization of it. So it's going to be two calls.
All right.
It'll be this one and another one. What's your business email address where I could send a receipt and everything in writing?
JoshEdgar24@gmail.com.
Okay. And are you bilingual by chance, Josh?
No.
No? Okay. So JoshEdgar24@gmail. Okay. I'm assuming Josh, short for Joshua.
Yep.
Okay. This is a write-off for your business here, actually, too. So when you do your taxes at the beginning of 2026, you'll actually still be able to write this invoice off because it's December 8th, the first month.
So all right.
Almost like getting a month free.
Right.
Okay. And then the street address, this is really important. So Google's only going to verify the business once. Typically what they'll do is they'll send you a letter in the mail, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that letter. It's like a postcard-sized envelope. And then we need that number, and that's how they verify your address. If there's any issues with your address, then they'll do a phone or video verification where they'll just contact you and ask you questions about it to make sure you're actually who you are, that you're actually there.
Okay. So
what's the business street address?
1608 Oakwood Drive.
Okay. So that was accurate, or?
No, because they put Cedar Falls. This Waterloo.
Oh, it comes up Waterloo. Yeah, I see it here with the 50703.